At the same time, many women who had not worked prior to the war returned to their homes and housework. Mount Vernon was much like many of the major war industry cities, such as Detroit and San Francisco, although there were some key differences. In population size, it was small. Its economy at the time was predominantly agricultural, although there were three major industrial plants. Cooper Bessemer, a producer of diesel engines, Mount Vernon Bridge and Steel produced landing ship tanks, and Shelmar produced protective capes and gas masks for soldiers. Factories such as these are what made Mount Vernon similar to the major war industry cities. Likewise, making Mount Vernon comparable to the rest of the nation was the role women played in such industrial work by filling in for men who left to fight. To recruit women into the labor force, propaganda in magazines, advertising, radio programming, and films was used for this, was the most efficient method of encouraging women to take a war job.